Okay, so we're starting Siman Reish Rambam. We're holding Sif Gimel. We're looking at Mishabur, so Katan Tezayin. So the person could say either he could be mafkarit or could say behemti knuyel enihudi. Okay, she says my animals. I mean, mark my animal to the koi. I'm going to rub shadait to the dafkim amrlo befonov behemti knuyel lecha. So if you tell the goy, I'm being marked to you, the goy then, based on that, has kavana to be kind of. Tezayin. And then the goy is kind of with that. How is that? So he didn't know any kinyan, but just the fact that it's in the rishus of the goy, that's sufficient. But if he does says it without the goy knowing about it, so just saying like that I'm being marked to the goy is not das to be kind of, it's not going to work. We know by Yisrael there's a concept of Mizach and Shlomo Fanov. I can ask somebody else, Reuben can ask Shimon to acquire an item for Levi. So Reuben says, I want to be marked to Levi. Levi's not around. Levi did not appoint Shimon as a shliach. Reuben can ask Shimon to become the shliach for Levi without Levi's knowledge because it's a schus for Levi. But that relies on the concept of shlichus. But there's no shlichus by a goy. Lakula for sure not. Lakumra maybe there is, but not Lakula. So you can't go become and use a part of the concept of zochin, which relies on the din of shlichus, to become a shliach for the goy, and therefore do it for him. Tetzumaga Rama says, the only way this is going to work if you tell the goy directly that you plan to be marked to him. Okay. Therefore, a pasha tafilu became his prepimagadim sharachredim become magen rum. So this point that the magen rum says is really pretty much accepted. He says over here that like a rabbi wants to suggest a pshat l'shulchan aruch, but it's not correct. The pasha tafilu b'remer b'hemti kuni l'cha b'nishia l'zeh gam kain psikas damim k'lavachi ein zeh mechira klal k'mechin kos mechayadim klal nuches. So it's a rule by mechira. That if you're relying on a concept of the ass, then the party is to be kind of. If I tell you I'm willing to sell you something and say great I'll buy it, that's not really true because you have to know the prices before you're really interested in buying it. So if I'm telling you I'm going to sell it to you, we have to. There has to be either it's something which there's a standard price for it, so we'll assume I meant the standard price. Or we will have discussed and worked out a price. So then you're going to be there's a gemiras das, there's a smichus das. You feel comfortable saying I'm ready to buy this. So yeah, I'm ready to buy this. I do the kinyan. I said, by the way, it's $4,000. Whoa! I wasn't masking to that. So it's lacking in the smichus das in the kinyan the chatkila because I don't know what the price is. So that's a gemara. That's a halacha. It's a gemara in Bava Basra and the. And it's a paskin than a locha. So that this over here that you're saying I'm being marked to the goy, I'm not being marked to for free. Obviously, if I tell it straight to the goy, I'm not giving him a matana because he said great, he'll walk away with a matana. So you're saying I'm willing to be marked to you. So there has to be a price. So the goy understands that my das is after Shabbos, I'm going to buy it back. We'll work out the details. But if there's no price, the goy says I don't know what I'm getting myself into. I'm not going to be kind of. So you have to have this will only work if there a price has been worked out. So this is an order that Kadeshi Notzal Misur the Raisa. Yitzayin. Let's learn. Avalachatkila ain lismach lahaskar al dashi after kishagias yom Shabbos. So again, this is all in the Bidiyavit. You can't. You have to do it with the arrangement that you're telling the goy you must return it before Shabbos. Return the animal before Shabbos. Then, if the goy doesn't, so you can rely on these under these circumstances, but you cannot chatkila give it to him for Shabbos. Planning to be, for including through Shabbos, planning to be before Shabbos to be mafker or to be makna. Sheafker shi yom Shabbos shekneo loy ozlo yeni hudi shehefker makno enam mafusamim v'yesh kan chashash marasayin mechanal lion b'sav b'simin. Because at least you're going to have a problem with marasayin. So we cannot say that you're lacking your due diligence addressing the isser of Shrisus Behemtoi, because I have an arrangement. I'm masker to the goy on Sunday, and on Friday I plan to be masker it. Okay, so I have a plan. That's not, but there's a Marasayan issue. So therefore, you cannot do this l'chachilu. Okay. Now, then the Ramah says that when he's marker in front of three people, these people cannot take advantage of becoming it. Why the body didn't come in also? Because he obviously only is doing this to remove the Yisr. And therefore he has no real intent that anybody else should really take it. So if you take it, you're definitely going against the real desire of the owner. Now, so I want to make a hefker, which is a limited time of hefker. So I'm saying today it's hefker for today. And after Shabbos, it'll revert back and become mine. And then that's, we find the source that works. And therefore, so nobody can be kind of it and take true full possession of the animal because it's only hefker for one day. So the act of the hafka of the bialis was only limited for one day. So at most, you could be kind of it as one day's worth. Elamai what? Okay, so take a look over here at the Sharatzion and Chav. So how does this work? So it works like this. During Shabbos, when it's Hefker, it's Hefker. If anybody could chop a rind during that day, they got it. And they got it. Once they got it forever. But nobody's going to be kind of it. The guy doesn't know about it. And the Yid walks over there, the guy pulls out a shotgun and says, get away from my animal. I rented it already. So nobody's going to get near the animal. Right, so he feels safe that that's going to be. And then after Shabbos, the window of the opportunity of being kinded from Hefker ends.
What about the goy? Why aren't we for the goy will?
Because the goy doesn't know about it. That was the plan. You know, the plan was I take 3 yid and I tell them about it. I don't tell the goy about it. So the goy doesn't know that it's Hefker. And if the goy knows that it's Hefker, I would have a problem.
How does it come back into your Rishos?
Okay, so take a look at the Shabbat scene over here in Chav. So Kane Master Bais Yosef, that's how you understand this is how you understand it from the Bais Yosef. Because we're the Shabbos Gufa Habi Hefker Gomer. The Lav Hochi Lohoyim Moyo Lahavkia Isra Shvisis Behemtoi. Do Dain Behemtoi. If you understand what's happening is that for it to remain in my Rishus after Shabbos means I can't really truly be Mafkarit. So what can I do is I can create a window of opportunity, anybody who wants can take it. So normally my ownership precludes anybody from touching it. That's if I own something, nobody can take it. Over here, I'm basically giving reshus to everybody to take it, which would be your first understanding of what hefker is, right? Hefker is, it's my item, which I now allow everybody to take. Right. But that does not consult the problem. She's a behemoth. It's my behemoth still. So if that would be the way you understand hefker, that hefker, even after you mafker something, it remains mine with a heter for everybody to take it, it wouldn't solve the problem. Now there is a mandomer in the Gemara. This is Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara in the Dorim in the fourth parrot. Rabbi Yossi says that's how hefker works. All hefker, the whole Torah, whatever you have hefker, every hefker, the way it works is it's really still yours. All you've done is taken away your hakpada that normally comes with ownership, that nobody may touch it and take it. You're allowing anybody to take it. When they take it, they're taking your item. That's what Rabbi Yossi sheets. That's what Rabbi Yossi understands after. The Chama argument say no, that when you mafka something, it becomes ownerless. That there's a kayach of removing ownership. The discussion over there is a case where two people are traveling in Bederach and one of them runs out of provisions, and they're mutter hanoah from each other. So Reuben and Shimon are traveling together, and Shimon runs out of food. So Reuben says, great, I'll give him some of my food. He said, yeah, but Shimon can't get any benefit from Reuven. So if there's a third party, so Reuven gives it to Levi, and then Levi gives it to Shimon. There's no third party. Chum is saying, no problem, you put it down, you're mafker it, and then Shimon takes it. He's not being handed from you, he's being handed from Hefker. But the rest, he says, you can't do it, because since Hefker remains that it has ownership, so it still belongs to Reuven. So Reuben is allowing Shimon to take his item. That's usher. That's it. There's a problem with Munir Hanos. That's why it's in the Masechta Zedorim, this discussion of how you define hefker. Al Kaponim.
Why would we ask Aaron in the at the flip side? So we're saying that the hefkeris doesn't work. Is that what I didn't.
Rabbi Yossi understands that every hefker, the hefker in the Torah, you have no way to remove ownership. It's yours. It's yours. It's not mine. How do you make something not yours? How do you, what exactly do you do?
I'm saying everyone can take it.
Good. So everyone take it means it's my item, which everybody can take. That doesn't mean it's not mine.
I'm relinquishing ownership on it. It's not mine anymore.
How do you do that exactly?
I just say it's not mine anymore.
How does
I don't
work?
Want it anymore.
How does that work? It's yours. I would love this not to be mine. Beautiful. It's still yours. I don't want it to be mine. It's not mine. Okay. It's not mine. Well, yes, but it is yours. The fact is it's yours. Rabbi Yossi says you have no way to remove ownership.
What does he do on Pesach with chametz? How does he pass?
Well, we'll get to that. Oh. Right. Okay. Hefker, Rabbi Yossi says, is not a relinquishment of ownership. It's relinquishment of the rights that ownership gives that nobody could take it.
Oh.
I'm saying, I don't mind anybody should take it. That's what hefker is. Okay, normally when
but
Ruben
it's still yours.
But it's still yours, right? Now, after you mean, according to the Bureau, you change your mind. You don't need a new Kenyan to be kind of it. It's still yours.
Yeah.
According to Kalman, when you're mafker something, you've removed it from your ownership. It's a form of a haknoh, as it were. You've taken it out of your rishos.
Uh-huh.
Right? The Kalman said, the rishos says, well, exactly how do you do that? You can't make it out of your rishos. It's yours. It's a fact.
Uh-huh.
So now the mutter haknoh comes and takes your item. The Bureau says, no. Okay, it's a kukul nefesh. We'll figure out the kukul nefesh. Not the kukul nefesh. Till then, I said, you can't take it. So he's being the henna from the item which belongs to Reuven. Chum says you made it hefker. It's not Reuven's item anymore. So that's the machlokes over there. How you according to Bereshit, the way you understand bittul works not is along the lines of hefker. According to Bereshit, you have to say bittul works along the lines of making it insignificant. It's a whole different concept, which that's the discussion of the Rishonim. How you understand bittul? Is bittul a hefker? The yisoid of bittul by chometz is a hefker then, or yisoid of bittul by chometz really is an idea of making it insignificant to the point that it has no chashivas anymore. So it's a different idea. Okay. Anyway,
I understand the insignificant.
Okay.
I guess we're going into the weeds with this, so let's forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Let's.
You have a wedding cake cost a few $100. You make it insignificant. Just don't get it. Just paid $200 for it, or more.
Everything has its price. Everything has its value. The Isser of Chometz is more valuable to me than the value of this item. I said, right now, this would be the Isser of Chometz. I don't want this to the point, as far as I'm concerned, it's the same thing as dirt.
Okay.
Now, you have to be honest. It's not just enough to say it. You have to mean it.
Well, you probably mean it, because you don't have Chometz on Pesach.
Right.
You
so so the person is an Erlich Yid, so that he means it, you know. Okay. But you know, you're going to get your fry yid, you know, and say, "Listen, say bittul."
Yeah, I'll say whatever you tell me.
Yeah, right. The problem is, you know, it's not enough to say it; you have to mean it. Okay, so that's so. But the chomer say hefker makes you make it ownerless. So come to Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi's hefker won't help you because Shris is behemtoy. It's your behemoth still, right? So if it's your behemoth still, you could have a problem if your animal is doing work on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yossi, this is not going to be a solution. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi. You pass on that hefker makes it ownerless. So now, on Shabbos, if you tell me that I want to get it back after Shabbos, so okay, what I'm really saying is the easiest way to say how that would work would be I'm not really making it hefker, I'm just making it allowable to everybody to take on Shabbos. That won't solve the problem, because then it's my animal still. Mm-hmm. I'm just using Rabbi Yossi's sheet, right? Rabbi Yossi's sheet. She says, the Shabbos Guva Havi Hefker Gomer, the Ilav Hochi, Lahoya Moyo, Lahavkia, Isser Shvises Behemto, Dodai Behemto, he, Chen Hiskim Atas. Einsham Teherich, Vadocha Misha Roitz, Lefarish Ben Yanacher. So he brings over there, the Taz brings, I remember the name, remember he quotes in there a name which says, you know, that you can't, there's only way to do this is like that, which does, and then that's how it's going to work, which the Taz says, how that won't work either. Okay.
What?
Right. So he goes through a whole list of people which say over here that the way it works is it's hefker gomer. Now, the question is, bishlam, if it's not hefker gomer, I understand how after Shabbos you're going to be able to automatically get it back. But if you understand that it's hefker gomer, how do you get it back? Okay. So, let's go back a step. The mushal that I use to explain it it's not a perfect moshul, right? All right. When I own a, this is my understanding of it. Okay, I own a car, right? So I own this animal, right? So I ask you, okay, I own it today. Do I own tomorrow? Today, that's why. Do I own the ownership of tomorrow today or tomorrow? When our car comes, I'll own it tomorrow. Or the pshat is no. Owning something means you have ownership of this item for the whole foreseeable future until the animal dies, until the car destroys, etc. I own all of that now. Right? So now I want to take this car and I want to be mocked, not after yet, we'll talk about case of being mocked. I want to be mocked to this car. And I want to say that for the next 30 days it belongs to Ruve. And after 30 days it comes back to me. But now, normally that's called a kinyan peiros. What I'm really saying is I'm really retaining the ownership of the car. But you have a right to use it for the next 30 days. You get the kinyan peiros. You have all of the ownership of usage. But the Ksaris talks about something that's called kinyan agup lezman. Right? So Moshe by an esrig that won't work. Esrig has to be yours. So I want to be marked at the esrig. I want to do it like this. I'll be marked it right now. It's Reuven's esrig and Shimon's. He says, you know what, Shimon, I'll be marked at you the esrig. For the next 15 minutes, you own the esrig. Is that called Shalokhem? So if Shimon only has Kenyan Peiris, it's not called Shalokhem. It doesn't belong to Shimon, it belongs to Reuven. Kenyan Peiris means that Reuven owns it, and Shimon is given all the ownership of all usages. Okay. So that means right now, but Shimon doesn't own it because the goof still belongs to Reuven. So he says, no, you can have something called Kenyan Goof Lisman. I mean, mak to you the goof for a limited period of time. Which means, the way I understand the best way I understand it is, you remember your matchbox cars, right? So you had this big, you know, they used to come with, like, you know, if you were rich enough, you could afford not only the cars, but even like the fancy holder which would keep them in with the drawers, the box with the drawers in it, right? So when I own a car, I own a big box which has drawers in it, right? So today is August 2nd. So there's a box that says August 2nd, and one said August 3rd, and one said August 4th, and one, right? And it says, like, it has thousands of boxes for the next 10 years. All written, I have that now. I own the car, I own the future of the car now. So I said, you know what? These 30 days are yours. These 10 minutes are yours. I don't need a new Kenyan to get it back afterwards. I never gave that away. I own the future of it now. So I can give away the limited amount of time I want to give to you, and the rest is still mine. I don't need to be getting it back. The Chacham said that hefker is a form of a haknoah. You're being makned, as it were, to non-ownership. And right now, instead of saying you're makned to Levi, makned to Shimon, you're being makned to nobody. Right now it belongs to nobody for the next 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, I never gave it away. Right? So that seems to be, now it's not a perfect analogy, because what Mr. Burr is, the Beis Yosef is mashma, is if somebody will be kind of during those 10 minutes, he got it, you don't get it back. Right? So because otherwise it's not really hefker gomer. So we're gonna play the game, we're going to say that it's hefker enough that if anybody takes it, it's theirs forever. But if nobody gets it within the next day, it reverts back to me. So I don't understand it perfectly, but that's the way I understand that. That's the mashal is being used along the lines of a kinyan aguf lezman. Hefker is a form of being of. I'll bring a riot to it, to at least to the concept a little bit. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that a person cannot be makd on davar sheni b'shusay. Okay, Reuven has a chevich, Shimon steals it. So Halacha says that right now, when Shimon steals it, it's Reuven's chevich. It's not Shimon's cape, it's Shimon's stole. It's not Shimon's. However, Reuven looks at it as called Ein Brishusa. He doesn't have the power over it. It's, right now, Shimon is the one who's controlling it. So that's called Shaloi Ein Brishusa. So the Mora says, Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot do any dinim of Kenyan on Davar Shein Brishusa. You cannot be Maknit. You cannot be Makdishit. Reuven said, you know what? Okay, great. Shimon stole it. Shimon's never give me back. I know Shimon, you're not going to get any benefit from it. It's hektish. Doesn't work. Can't be makdish, because being makdish is part of the ownership, part of the power of a buyer, of an owner. And right now, your ownership is weakened. It's not really in your rishus. It's yours, but not in your rishus. Lacking in rishus is lacking in ownership. You cannot be makdish. You cannot be magnet, and you cannot be mafkarit either. Now, just being makdish, saying, you know what? Yeah, it's worthless. It's gone. It's gone. I don't want it anymore, so why can't I? That is not an expression of ownership. It's an expression of non-ownership. So how can I limit that? But the law is you cannot be mafker the Rishen and Rishusa. So you see that hefter is an expression of ownership. And therefore, when it's Enib Rishusa, you're not really fully an owner, so you can't be mafker it. So you see that the hefter worked. It's not just making it, it's not just like whatever, it's an attitude issue. It's an act of a haknoah, of some way putting it out of your Rishus. Well, you're not the owner to put it out of your Rishus right now. So along those lines, you can compare it to the rules of Haknoah that the child to be mocked lizman to hefter. Okay, that's what I understand it. It's not an easy sugya. Okay, sifkat nutes. Okay, a little bit of kosher mishpat over here. Out of this. Okay, now some say on yom tov the person who's not in shesed behemta. Back to Arachayim over here. Enel mitzvah, your test. The sheezah behemtav yafinim imad ksiv l'man yinu shorcha b'chamorcha k'moicha v'haikrab b'kshabas ksiv. So the first opinion over here, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions, is it says they have to rest just like you rest, and that pasuk is written by Shabbos. So by Shabbos, there's a locha of they have to sheezah behemtav. But a yomtav doesn't say such a thing. The Mishnah Berurah is going to bring somebody argues in a second. Now, even if you accept this opinion, that you're allowed to, there's no problem with Shvisa Behemta, so you're allowed to have the animal, your animal working on Yom Tov by the Goy, but you still have a problem with Schar Shabbos. You can't pay your rent for it. If there's the same with the Schar Shabbos, this is Schar Yom Tov. The Mashal says that this sheet over here, which is Tzibarli Aleket, says the Vedaita the Yom Tov Shabbos Shabbos Hain Bezeh Moi Bechol Malacha. Just like there's all Isra Malacha, we learn from Shabbos to Yom Tov. The Lamed Tes Malachas of Shabbos apply to Yom Tov, except with the Heterim of Yom Tov, Vechol Nefesh. So the Isra of Shisus Behemta also applies to Yom Tov. Vaymogram Sheherik Bezeh. Maybe the Beis Yosef Simon Tzapzadi Hey Hebi Deos Rishonim Bezeh. The Beis Yosef himself in the beginning, the first Simon of Hilchos Yom Tov, discussing in what ways Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same or different, or whether he brings both opinions. In the Rishonim, Mitzadet Shom Lissan, over there the Beis Yosef actually says it's Osir. Valken Yesh Lahakra, therefore, if the Beis Yosef over there came out Liyisir, it makes Mistabra over here that you should not rely on the Sheet of the Shibbele Aleket, which he brings over here, and over there, Bim Kaimai, in Hilchos Yom Tov, he says that there's a Dinah Shisa Behepto, so how can you be Mekel? Fine. The Gro also accepts the opinion of the Mashal that it's also he actually explains the Shulchan Aruch himself is saying that you can't have an animal carrying packages on Yom Tov because of a problem of Shisus Behemtoi. So the Shulchan Aruch himself, according to the Gra, is actually paskening Halacha L'maisa. There's little Shisus Behemtoi. Not like this Ramah, and therefore you cannot be Semek on the Ramah. Now, what's the other way to learn over there, by the way? The other way to learn is, remember, we mentioned that there's two different Yisrael when it comes to Behemoth. There's an Yisrael of Shisus Behemtoi, there's an Yisrael of Mechamer. Mechamer is doing malacha with a behemah. Whether it's your behemah or not, whether it's yours or not is irrelevant. You cannot do malacha with any behemah. Right? I can't have an animal. I cannot be having an animal do work. I cannot be working with an animal. Then there's another problem. Whether I'm doing it or not.
Is that one of the Lamed Tes Malachas, or is it that depends
on the it's not one of the Lamed Tes Malachas.
So, in what category does that come in? Like, you're saying it's an Issa D'Raisa, right?
There's a pasuk that says, "Lo sasa kol lachatove ubehemtocha." You cannot do work, you and your behemah.
Yeah, but it's your behemah.
So that's and then there's a pasuk that man yinuach shorcha v'chavarcha v'chol bentecha kamoicha.
Right.
In order that they should rest.
Right.
So one is an Isra of doing malacha, but then one is an Isra of, and the moral is out, that the Isra of doing malacha is not limit, as Emel says, beheptecha, it's not dafka your behemah, it means any behemah that you're doing work with.
Because it's two psukim for the same thing.
Right.
Is that one?
And then there's another psukim saying your animal shouldn't be working. Your animal shouldn't be working. So that's there the negation is yours. So there's two different.
But two psukim saying the same thing. They both say behemtacha, but it's a
right,
double duplication. So you're going to learn on other.
So I don't remember what the drasha of them were, but that could be. I don't remember.
Okay.
That's the more than the last parak in Shabbat.
But it's basically on those psukim.
Yeah. So now, so it comes out that there's. Okay. So. Okay. The Sharatian just has a fascinating aside over here. He brings from the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos. The Tosfos Shabbos suggests if there's no Isur Shisas Behemta, there's no Isur Shisas Avdo either. So that would have a fascinating implications by Yom Tov. There's no Isur Shisas Avdo. So how that works, I don't understand, because in Evidence, Mitzvah and Mitzvahs, he has his own Chiyah and Mitzvahs. So I have no chiyuv to make sure he doesn't work, but I can't. He's not allowed to work. He's like any other individual. I'm not allowed to have him work. So I'm not sure how that works. But he brings such a shita. Okay. Sif Dalet. Yisrael
always means an Ebed. I mean, either an Ebed Ivri or Ebed Kanani. It does mean somebody.
Ebed Kanani.
Who you didn't make into an Ebed Kanani. You just bought him, and you didn't. You didn't give him a bris, or you didn't.
You don't give an Ebed
to the women, to the mitzvahs of women. There's no category in the Torah like that. It's either an Ebed Ivri or an Ebed Kanani that she's mitzvah like an Isha.
There is a Gemara in Yevamos which talks about when you first buy an Ebed Kanani, till you go through the
training process.
There's a Geirus process of an Ebed Kanani. You're Megayer him l'shem avdus.
Right.
Till you do that process. Belongs to a Jew,
right?
But he's not an Ebed Kanani yet,
right?
The Mordechai says that you're not allowed to maintain him in that state more than 12 months.
Okay.
Within 12 months, you must either be megayer him l'shem avdus of Ebed Kanani, or you have to free him.
Mm-hmm. But in that 12 months,
is it in a Shisa's avdus? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Maybe that would be the answer. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yisrael shehister shvorim leina Yehudi, lachmish behem v'charish behem. Okay. So a Jew was master these animals to the goy, and the goy is doing work with it. Yesh matirim. So some say lachar the goy is doing working with it on Shabbos. That's a problem. Well, im kibal alav ha'ena Yehudi akrayis misa ugzelo gneva v'yukra v'zula. If the goy takes full responsibility for all value of the animal. To the point of, a person's a shomer. Let's start with a shomer. A shomer's chiyuv, shomer chinam's chiyuv is, if he's negligent, he has to pay for something which happened to the animal. Not negligent, it's not his animal. The animal died, had a heart attack. What's with me? That's your animal had a heart attack. I'm not the owner, you're the owner. Right? Okay. Shomer sachar is chayiv inim gnei b'aved. Shomer is chayiv an oinsim. But even if shomer is chayiv an oinsim, the pshat is, but it's while he has the animal, he has responsibility for the animal. He's taken, as it were, some level of ownership. Why? I couldn't stop the oinus, so why is my responsibility? It's not a din shmira. You can't be a shomer from an oinus by definition. I understand. I'm a shomer. There's four shomer. So you should be careful. It shouldn't be stolen. You should be careful. It shouldn't be lost. You're careful, right? So you should be careful. An oinus shouldn't happen. How do you do that exactly? I should be careful. You know, if you weren't careful, it was negligence. It's not oinus. It's pshia. Mm-hmm. So the Mora says that since kolano shalom, he's mechayim something even oinus. It means, as it were, to some extent, he's taking over ownership. He discusses the Mora says that a shela is matar liyom. But that being said, but the value of the animal goes up or goes down in the markets. You know, it's, I take the animal. You know, when I took the animal, the animals was there was a very big dearth of animals in the market, and these animals sold for a very high price. Supply and demand, right? Horses right now, you know, there's a big horse disease, and there's only like 50 horses available in the city, and 1,000 people want the horses. Psh! Value of the horse goes way high, sky high, right? Meanwhile, I take the horse from you. Right now, it's selling for $10,000. By the time I return it to you, somebody copped an opportunity, and he flooded the market with the horses. So now the horse is worth $1,000. So they say, listen, when I gave you the horse, it was worth $10,000. Now it's worth $1,000. You owe me $9,000. No. The value of the animal going up and down, that's something to do with the shomer. That's the responsibility of the owner. Let's say the goy is machai himself in Yukra Mazul. That if the value of the animal goes down, he'll reimburse you. So what is he really saying? That he's really taking over ownership. Mm-hmm. Because why should he be responsible? The animal's intact. There's nothing wrong with the animal. The animal's perfect. There's no damage at all to the animal. Just the market price changed. So what's the shoyol, the seicher? Here's your car back. You know, meanwhile, you know, the Ford's value went down on the market. What do me? No, if you're saying that, what you're really saying is, I've become the owner. And if I'm the owner, with an achrayus to, so means you were macked to the item to me at a certain value, and I was machayus to be macked it back to you at the same value. So the guy became the owner. So this is referred to the Gemara as Nixay Sun Barzel. That's what Sun Barzel means. It's called Sun. It's called Barzel because it's iron, it's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. No matter what happens, it's guaranteed. So that's called Barzel. Sun because that was a common thing they used to do. They used to do that you give to the shepherd the sheep. Right, so that you'd give the shepherd would take the sheep and he would take full responsibility, and the arrangement would be: listen, Mr. Shepherd, you take the animal, take full responsibility for the animal. Meanwhile, over the next year, 2 years, we'll split the blood, we'll split the wool. So it's worth it for now if something happens and the animal dies, the shepherd has to replace it. It goes down in value, shepherd's problem. It goes up in value, shepherd's benefits. Right, so he's the fully the owner. So that's called Sun Barzel. So is Sun Barzel a true form of a haknoa that really belongs now to the recipient? Or listen, so it's really yours. So why do you have to make the animal's intact? You have to give it back. Why? I say, after years, I want my animal. Your animal's my animal, but it's my animal. Ha ha ha! So that's what you're saying. So Sun Barzel sort of again. It sits on the line over here. Mm-hmm. It's somewhat one or somewhat the other. So where's the discussion? This is a discussion in the Morning of Omis. The more it discusses if a Yisrael gives an Eved, so the Kohen, under the rules of Sun Barzel, can the Eved eat Truma? So look,
does anyone have a mop?
Let me check in this closet's over there.
Yeah, thank you. Mm. So, the Mor says that Avde Tzern Barzal, a woman brings Avodim into the marriage. So Avde Malug belongs to the woman, so they can't eat Truma. Avde Tzern Barzal, she brings to the marriage. That means the husband takes full responsibility. She says, listen, this is what in the dunya is. What was in the dunya? The woman would bring it to the marriage, a certain amount of value of items, and the husband would take full responsibility for the value of the items, guaranteed. Goes down in price, he has to reimburse, if he divorces her, he has to reimburse her at the value that they brought into the marriage. That's what's called Nisei Tzern Barzel. So a woman brought Nisei Tzern Barzel, Avodim, which she brought into marriage under the rule of Tzern Barzel, the Mishnah says, they can eat Truma, because they belong to the Kohen. Means that really, it was a true Haknoa from the woman to her husband. So now, can eat Truma. So if the true Haknoa over there, so that now the Goy can work with it on Shabbos. So that's the first sheet. Okay. So there's a Gemara in the Dorim in the fifth paragraph which says that the way you measure full ownership is can the person sell it away? If he can't fully sell it away, which means in some way the original owner is retaining ownership, so that's still called Behemes Yisrael, and it's also to have the guy work with it on Shabbos. Okay. Complicated zugya. There's actually a mashmos in some of the achronim that the Tzern Barzel by marriage and Tzern Barzel and other zugyas are not these the same words, but actually the rules work differently.
Yeah, I would imagine. Could he do a trick like you? Oh, I shouldn't say a trick, but could he do like we do on Erev Pesach? We sell the chametz to a guy. Could he sell the animal to a guy and then buy it back after Shabbos?
We'll get to the issues of selling, but the first problem that you're going to have is there's a Marisayan issue because nobody knows that you sold it.
Oh, okay. Unless everybody does it.
So that's...
If everybody does it, it's no different than a Marisayan of having chametz in your house. Because you do. You have it in your house. You have it in your closet. Everyone knows. But yet you say, hey, I'm sure he's a frum guy. He probably went to the rabbi and he sold it.
So that's an interesting question. You're asking a very interesting question, and I probably shouldn't answer that question. Anyway, yeah.
I'm not in the animal business, so you're
okay,
safe.
But you're,
I'm not planning to
But you
to
are
do
in the chametz business. Okay. Okay. Zakti Mishnah Berurah Chav, Im Kibbalov. It belongs to the goy, so the goy can fly with it on Shabbos. Even though he gives it back intact as is, if nothing happens, you get the animal back. Since in regards to the fluctuation in market price, it belongs to the goy. Okay, so then so it's called it's his. So at the end of the siman, we're going to go back and discuss this case over here, or a similar case.
The truth of the matter is it's a little bit easier than Chametz and Beza, because you can't say 100% for sure that because you gave the guy the animal, that he's going to work with it on Shabbos. You can't guarantee that, but chametz you can guarantee it's chametz. That you know for sure.
I hear. It's a good point. Okay. Sifhei. Let's get to the sif in, and then we'll stop for mincha. In Yisrael ben Yehudi, shutim b'behema. So now they're partners. Mutalas is bo, en Yehudi malocha b'shabbos ayere sheyasim, en Yehudi b'tchilak shakonu yisrael sheitla, en Yehudi b'shabbos yisrael b'chol yom b'chol. Remember, we have this arrangement by the store, etc. If the original arrangement of the partnership is the day of Shabbos belongs to the goy, the day of Tuesday belongs to Israel, let's say, and other days they're partners. So they're not really partners on Shabbos. It doesn't belong to the Jew. They bought it, the goy got full ownership for the day of Shabbos. Every Shabbos it belongs to the goy, not to the Jew. But if they didn't make that arrangement with the tchila, it's also Bisham, he's not Hakak, even though they're Masah Hakak. Then the Pshat is, it belongs to everybody, both of them on Shabbos. And the Jew is arranging the goy should do the work on Shabbos, but it's the Jew's animal. So that's a problem. Okay. Bim Yalva Oisol, any Yehudi Bir Habogamura, She Rishus Biyad Lohitzia, Im Yirtsa Shalom Rishus Yisrael. If the Jew gives it over to the goy, that the goy has full ownership, to the point if the goy wants to sell it, he can sell it. See, now he makes an arrangement now that the goy owes the money for the value of the animal. Okay. And he has full rights of the animal. So that's mutter. So basically, you sold it to him. Haraya, he can even sell it away if he wants to. So you've given up all ownership. Okay, so now, so we can do the following. He says, the goy can't sell it. The goy can't sell it if it belongs to the Jew. He says, well, what we're going to do like this. We're going to, the goy is going to buy it, which means he owes the money to the Jew. It means the goy bought it. So the problem is, if the goy bought it, he'll sell it out. What they're going to do is, they're going to make up that the goy's payment. Reuben lends Shimon money. They can make up any arrangement they want. So they can make an arrangement that you must pay me with this item. Well, if you make a poitiki, that's called an apoitiki, which you make it a poitiki. On this, it stands. It must be paid with this. Nothing else. You can't use any other money, any other item. So then, in that situation, we made that arrangement. You can't sell it away. So it comes out really bad. I sold to the goy. The goy owes me the money for the animal. The payment is the animal. So now the guy can't sell the animal. But he can't sell the animal because of not because I didn't give up my ownership. I sold it to the guy. But I now have a right to be goyva from that animal, which means that he could never sell the animal away from me getting my rights to it. So that's my chab. V'yasa poitiki. Pirish, the words that means a poitiki. Koi klomer lo yia l'cha piran elemizet. The Yisrael. Okay, so that would be one eighth of how to do it. You know what? Let's hold it here because I don't want to rush through the rest of the sif. So Benjamin will pick up the rest of the sif and we'll see Mr. Baruz tomorrow. Okay. Wow.